Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really? I can get super specific with dealer listings and see cars based on my budget.
Mom!
You can really have it delivered.
Or pick it up.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really?
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.
Today on the podcast, we are talking about some big news out of TikTok. They have launched something called TikTok AI Alive. This is a new image to video tool that they're creating. And I think this is going to be something we see probably from other players, but really interesting that we're having a big player like TikTok get in on the AI generation space. People have criticized like Facebook and Instagram for some of their AI generated like profiles that they have. So I'm really curious to see what happens here with TikTok. We're going to get into all of this. There's some juicy details, but before we do, Jamie, why don't you tell everyone about our AI Hustle School community?
Yeah, if you have ever been interested in learning more about AI and specifically how to make money with it or grow your business with it, you should check out our community. We have over 330 members and we have over 50 bonus content videos. So each week we release a bonus content over there and we dive into all kinds of different things, exact tools we're using to make money online using AI, how much money we're making, and how you can as well. So we have a lot of different categories. We talk about a side hustle, Amazon influencer hustle I made over $25,000 with last year and how I'm scaling it this year, how Jaden has grown multiple podcasts using AI, all kinds of stuff. So anyways, it's only $19 a month. It's really valuable. You should go check it out if you are interested in that kind of thing. But we're going to talk about TikTok today. And the reason I think it's so significant that they are incorporating AI into their app is that it's going to make creating content that much easier. So no more do you have the excuse that creating content is too hard. You can make it at scale with AI, which is going to help you grow in turn your business and make you more money. So I have not personally used this tool yet. I tried to, but I didn't have. Maybe I need to update the app or something. But Jaden, have you heard about this or tried it at all yet?
Yeah. So I think this is really interesting. I have been, you know, what's interesting is I've like not been big on TikTok. Like I try to limit all my social media intake so I can be like focused on everything. I've not been on TikTok until the last week when I've been posting a ton of content for my wife to promote her music album that she made, my new thing I've been working on this week. And so I have TikTok, Instagram, YouTube shorts. Like I got all of them. I'm posting on all of them every day. So I have been on TikTok a lot more. And also, as I'm on there, I'm reminded like what a good algorithm it is. Like TikTok's so freaking good on the algorithm.
It really is. Yep.
So good. A really great place for marketing and promoting products and making stuff go viral. I don't know if there's anywhere as good. But in any case, I think that this tool is really impressive. AI Alive, essentially, we've seen some other people like make similar-ish sort of tools. So it's not like it's the first one. You could go to Runway. You can go to a couple other players and like do an image upload. It turns it into a video. I think it's kind of fun. But for a social media platform, I think it's cool when, especially when like you don't have to make everything real. And the value of content on TikTok, for example, isn't always just like the video that you can take. It's a lot of times like the caption, the context, the song maybe that you use. It's like a funny meme. And so it's more about like, I don't know, you could say something really crazy or funny in a caption that a lot of people relate with. And so it doesn't necessarily, like the video in the background doesn't matter as much in those cases. And so I think for a lot of those cases, this will work really good. And I think for product promotion, this also could be a really valuable tool where you upload like a picture of, for example, a person holding your product. Maybe you only have a photo because you did like a photo shoot of your product, or you use AI to generate an AI photo shoot of your product with people, which is totally possible on ChatGPT. And then you upload it here, turn it into a video, put some clever captions on that are kind of funny. And all of a sudden, like you can have some things kind of popping off and going viral. So like I can actually see value to this. And some people might be upset like, oh, we don't want social media to all be AI generated. I get that criticism. At the same time, though, people are going to be making off platform and posting on TikTok anyway. So it sort of just makes sense for TikTok to have some versions of this embedded in the platform if it lowers the barrier to entry and gets them more content produced on their platform.
Totally. And like we mentioned in our school community conversation today, it's more about you know, if you're trying to grow a business, you're trying to put out volume of content, not necessarily because to like raise the bar of quality or figure out what the best quality, but there is an element of randomness and luck that comes with, you know, the algorithm and what it chooses to promote. So basically the more content you can post, the more chances or at bats you have to hit a home run or go viral with whatever you're posting. So if you can use a tool like this to even make something just a little quirky or silly, it has a chance, you know, to go viral. So you're able to basically give yourself more chances by using a tool like this. You know, in the past we've talked about, there's a really fun company, AI company called Pika Labs, and they have, you know, really kind of just silly little things you can do with AI image to video. But for a while, some of those have gone very viral because it's, you know, just kind of quirky and silly. We also talked earlier on this, our call about right now there's a podcast thing going around where it basically turns the podcasters into babies. And it's really funny. And I've watched a ton of them because it's just really kind of quirky and engaging. So if you can hop on a trend like that and use AI to kind of scale your content, it'll really pay off in whatever you're trying to do.
Yeah, 100% agree. Now, one thing I will say again, just one other thing for the naysayers that do not want AI in their social media platform, and I get where you're coming from. One thing that I do think is good here is, like I mentioned, people are going to be creating this other places and post it on social media anyways. TikTok has added something which is essentially a label that's going to notify users that content was created with AI. They can't necessarily do that if it was created off platform and uploaded. It's harder to detect, but if it's created on platform, they definitely can say that. So I think that's like a good if people are worried or curious. It's all going to have something called C2PA. This is important, I think, for everyone to know, which is essentially it's a metadata that is embedded into the clip. It's a technical standard that essentially helps different companies, different people identify that a piece of content or videos in particular is AI generated, even if it's downloaded and shared. So like, let's say you make it on TikTok, you go download it, you go share it on Instagram and Shorts. In the metadata of that video, it'll have that C2PA metadata. And so those platforms will know that it's AI generated as well. So I think this is actually kind of cool. This is what they said specifically about that. They said, we're always building with safety in mind, and the same goes for our AI innovations. This is a blog post on TikTok. They said, as the technology enables new forms of creative expression, it undergoes multiple trust and safety checks to protect our community, to help prevent people from creating content that violates our policies. And they say that, you know, they review the uploaded photos and the AI generated prompt as well as the videos before they're shown to people. So they're like running safety checks. I know for people that are like, I don't know, worried about making deep fakes and all that kind of stuff. They do run safety checks. They have this kind of like AI generated label, and they're adding it to the metadata. So even if you post it somewhere else, now, could you get around the metadata? Yes, technically, I think if you screen record the video, you download it, then you screen record it, then it wouldn't have the metadata. But don't tell TikTok that. So like, yes, there's going to be people getting away with it, but I think the majority of people aren't going to probably go to that length. And so you'll probably be fine. So anyways, I think like that's for the naysayers out there that do not like the AI element on social media. At least they're adding the label and they're adding it to the metadata, which other platforms are not. So they're kind of enabling you to know that this is an AI generated piece of content.
Yeah. And one other thing I should mention is when it comes to apps releasing new features like this, sometimes there's a window of opportunity where they want people to use their new feature. And sometimes they'll promote your videos or your content if you use that feature. So for example, if they choose to do that with this new AI Alive, you may have a small window of time where you actually will get more viewership on your content because you use the new feature. So just want to make you aware of that happens often with new features released on apps.
Yeah, like literally this last week or two, Instagram rolled out their new Instagram Edits app, which is kind of like CapCut. So, you know, obviously TikTok has it. So it's just a video editor. And I actually, the reason I like downloaded it and used it is because I saw in my notifications on Instagram, it was like, this person made a reel with the Edits app. Check out their reel. And I was like, it was just like a random person. Maybe it was someone that like I followed or something. But like the only reason why it was giving me the notification was because they used this new app. And so I'm like, oh, well, that's cool. If I use the app, I bet I'll be in other people's notifications as well. So then I started making a whole bunch of videos with the app, which I thought was kind of funny. But yeah, that's kind of how they work. They'll promote you if you're using their latest new feature. So you have a window where if you take advantage of it, you do get kind of a benefit from it.
Well, if you got any value out of this podcast, be sure to please leave us a review. That helps us out. And also we read every single one. And also be sure to check out our school community where you can learn to actually make money online using AI. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my site softer?
Can I make my site firmer?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. Your Sleep Number setting. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store and online. And now, the more you buy, the more you save on beds, bases, and more. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Check it out at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com today.